With all the presidential administrations we've had, I'm sure that by now there must have been at least one secretary of something or other who, besides being in the cabinet, was also in the closet. I don't like it when I'm in an audience and the MC tells us to give someone a welcome specific to that city. Let's all get together and give this little lady a nice Toledo welcome. I've often thought if I were from Toledo, it would be fun now and then to give someone a nice Baltimore welcome, just to break the MC's balls. Or maybe slip in an exotic Budapest welcome when no one's expecting it. One thing I would never do is give someone a Dallas welcome. That's what JFK got. Dallas welcomes don't last that long. You rarely see an elderly midget. Apparently, their lifespans are shorter, too. You keep hearing that society's greatest tasks are educating people and getting them jobs. That's great. Two things people hate to do: go to school and go to work. You know, we busy ourselves with these meaningless gestures such as Take Our Daughters to Work Day, which applies primarily to white middle-class daughters. More help for the wrong people. Some people seem to think that if there's a problem in the country that makes them unhappy, all they have to do is stage a big march and everything will change. When are they going to learn? I don't know about you, but I really have no problem with atrocities. What's the big deal? Lighten up. Can placebos cause side effects? And if so, are the side effects real? When hundreds of people are killed in an airplane crash, I always wonder if maybe there wasn't one guy who was a little behind schedule that day, and he had to run down the last few hundred yards of the airport concourse to make the plane on time. And when he finally sat down in his seat, all out of breath, he was really glad he made it. And then an hour later, the plane goes down. What goes through his mind? Do you think maybe in those last few moments as he plunges to the earth, he wishes he'd had a heart attack running through the airport? Why do they bother with a suicide watch when someone is on death row? Keep an eye on this guy. We're going to kill him, and we don't want him to hurt himself first. I notice at Jewish weddings they break a glass. You ever been to an Irish wedding? Glasses, bottles, mirrors, tables, chairs, arms, legs, the band instruments, and the groom's neck. We don't fuck around. Mazel tov.